It's Mark and Walt in the morning here on Sunny 101.9. Good morning. I'm Walt Lindela. Time for our regular active physical therapy update. And joining me in the studio now is Casey Madigan, a physical therapist at the Marquette location of Active Physical Therapy. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you here. In fact, our topic today has to do with shoveling mechanics, how it works, prevention of back pain. And a lot of people have been doing some shoveling right now with the recent snowstorms. Casey, what are some of the things that people need to think about when it comes to shoveling?
You know, with shoveling this time of year, obviously people have to get out, they have to shovel. Even if they have a snowblower, usually you have to shovel to some degree. Unfortunately, with that comes a lot of injuries, or, you know, some people have chronic back pain, but they still have to get out and they have to shovel.
How should people be shoveling when they go out to work?
Well, I think it's important to at least warm up in some capacity, if that's just walking. You know, walk for 5 minutes, you know, move your legs, step in place in your living room. Don't just get out there and start heaving. Some basic things that you can do at home are keeping that load close to your center of mass, kind of right near the body.
Don't overextend.
Keep right. It close to the body.
Yeah.
That lessens the shear force on the vertebrae, which is good. But bending at the knees, you see that commonly, bend at the knees, but you do have to incorporate the hips. The hips and the knees,
sure,
they work together. So you got to keep a flat back. You know, bend at the hips and the knees to lift. And those things can be addressed. You know, you can, if you have issues with your mechanics or you're having pain, we can absolutely address those, you know, in-house, whether you need therapy or if you just need a free consult. We do offer that for a risk assessment.
Well, what about this idea of going out there? You got to do it. Maybe you have a back injury or something already. Maybe you're a little bit older. You're not that physically active. What are some of the risks there? What can happen, especially maybe with your core strength and things like that when you're shoveling?
Chronic pain is unfortunately a thing that a lot of people deal with. And, you know, you can continually re-exacerbate that pain if you're not lifting with proper mechanics. And that pain can get worse. You know, you can say, oh, yeah, well, I have this pain, I can deal with it. But it absolutely can get worse. You don't want to have surgery. Or you can have acute injuries just from lifting more than you should be or for a longer time. And acute injuries, then that can be a little bit worse than just dealing with chronic pain.
It
can be very debilitating. So you want to prevent that at all costs.
It seems like it's a common sense approach that would work the best here is to try not to lift too much.
Mm-hmm.
Don't overextend yourself. If you're tired, stop. You know, I know you got that pressure to get out, but listen to your body, right?
Yeah, listen to your body. You know, sometimes you don't necessarily feel it, but you'll feel a little bit of ache. And absolutely, you know, take a little break. The snow's not going anywhere. If you need to get out, try to get out a little bit earlier and chip away at it, rather than just going and heaving for 30 minutes.
That's good advice, especially as we're dealing with the snow right now. Casey Madigan is with us in the studio. He's a physical therapist with the Marquette location of Active Physical Therapy for our Active Physical Therapy update on this Tuesday morning. We're talking about the risks and injuries of snow shoveling. And of course, we all know that very well. Casey, I wanted to ask you about one of the things that can happen is someone can fall. Whether they're working on a sidewalk or they're working on a roof or whatever, what are some of the things about fall risk to keep in mind?
So with falls, we have a good deal of our population that are at risk of falls even without snow and ice on the ground.
Right.
And some of the, you know, when that snow and ice falls, they're at even greater risk. I think that there's a statistic, 1/3 of people 65 and older will have a fall each year. And 20 to 30% of those will have a moderate to severe injury. So we want to do what we can to mitigate that risk, whether that's, you know, determining why you're falling, if that's a balance, a coordination, a dizziness, vestibular issue, determining what's causing your falls, and then, you know, whether you need therapy or not, or just implementing a home program, mm-hmm, to help improve the aspects that we deem need improvement to help prevent those falls.
So this would really be where someone like yourself as a physical therapist would come into play by maybe having a conversation at least and say, you know, I'm concerned about this or I'm worried about my age. What are some of the things that therapy can do to help out?
We would do an assessment, find out exactly why you're falling, look at the medical history. Or if we just do a consult, we can, you know, determine, you know, hopefully what's causing those falls, and then, you know, whether that's therapy or just, you know, giving you some basic recommendations, we can do a full treatment plan and work up the balance or whatever, your reactions. Sure. But also just, you know, advice on assistive device. So, you know, if some people use canes year-round, but in the wintertime, that may not be appropriate. They may need a spike. They may need to be using a walker.
Lots of things to help out with that.
Yeah.
What's the best way to find out some more about what you guys can do at Active?
Well, you can go to stayactiveup.com. You can call us at 906-226-0574. That's a good way to get any more information that you may want. You can ask questions or, go to the website there and somebody will be happy to help you.
Well, we appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time this morning. Casey Madigan, physical therapist with the Marquette location of Active Physical Therapy, all related to snow shoveling. Very key information. And I thank you for your time this morning. And hopefully people will shovel a little smarter after this.
Hopefully. Thank you for having me.
All right. If you missed any of our interview with Casey, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm. We'll be sure to link up the Active Physical Therapy website so you find out more about keeping yourself staying active out there in the UP. We've got much more to come on this Tuesday morning. It's Mark and Walt in the Morning on Sunny 101.9.